Om Shanti. All the pilgrims coming to Madhuban. Now it's time to return to the places we have come from. Before we leave, I have to make sure that my apron of my intellect is not only full, but it is overflowing, so that when I return to my place, all people I meet, whether they are jnani souls or ajnani souls, they begin to receive what Baba has given to me. So I was mentioning that when we return to our places, we will all return with our aprons overflowing, so that anyone we meet, we are able to share with them without even speaking what Baba has filled in us. Then only they will be able to understand that you have received blessings, you have received inheritance, you have received the treasures from God. So you think each one of you are overflowing with all the treasures? How many of you feel that you are overflowing? Raise your hand. Oh, very good. Then I'm sure wherever you go, there will be waterfall. Not flood, because people are scared of flood. They're scared of getting drowned. But they don't mind waterfall, right? Because people specially go to the waterfall to see the waterfall, stand under the waterfall to get wet. Because it's refreshing. It brings the feeling of serenity within ourselves. So if so many waterfalls go out and spread out, what will happen? The heat of vices will automatically cool down. Because one of the homework Baba has given us already in the first Murli of the 31st is this year we should have the newness in service that we do. We have given the message through words and we will continue to do that. We won't stop it as long as the confluence age is there. But addition, you remember Baba said, what addition are you going to make? The addition is our service should be experienced based. Because when the service is experienced based, not only whatever I have received will remain with me for all time, but the one whom I am serving, they will also receive and keep it for all time. Because one thing Baba did mention, anything that we experience stay for all time. It is not sometime. You can never forget what you have experienced. You may forget what you have heard, what you have seen, but once you have felt something, that cannot be forgotten. Of course, we all have some experience, sometime. But now, this time, we must change the word sometime into all time, always. So this evening, what we are going to do is to first of all understand what is the meaning of having an experience. Many of us may not have understood clearly what is the meaning of having an experience. See, Baba challenged us by asking several questions. Do you have the experience of soul consciousness? Do you have the experience of God's love? So when we have heard such questions, which are very simple, we begin to think, do I really have soul conscious experience? Do really have God's love experience? Yes, we do have. But why is that it is not constant? Why do we come into body consciousness when we have the experience of soul consciousness? So that means it is not enough yet that it can actually override body consciousness. The influence of body consciousness is still greater. That is why it attracts us again and again towards itself. So one thing must be very clear in our intellect. Experience is not something that you see. You know, people think that they have an experience when they see something, when they see a point of light, when they go in trance, when they see heaven, when they see subtle region. So that is not the experience Baba is talking about. Experience in practical life. Suppose if someone say, do you have the experience of soul consciousness? Have you seen the soul? Have you seen God? What is my reply? Some of us begin to start thinking, should I say yes or no? If I say yes, am I lying? If I say no, I don't feel comfortable. So that means there is lack of experience. So that does not allow me to speak with faith. So to have experience means to embody, become embodiment of whatever I am thinking, whatever I am speaking, whatever I am doing. When you are embodiment, others can see and feel through you. You don't have to say anything. I was remembering how Brahma Baba used to give the experience of soul consciousness to a new person. Totally new person who does not know anything about soul will come and sit in front of Brahma Baba, and just with one glance, it is not Shiv Baba, it is Brahma Baba, will look into the eyes of the soul and they become soul conscious. They have the experience of being a soul without taking the course of the soul. So what made them to have that experience? Baba himself had practiced the awareness of the soul over a period of time. Since Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma Baba, the moment he realized he was a soul, for few years he practiced that with himself. Until he became the form of that consciousness, awareness. And that is why when people came in front of him, he didn't have to give course, 7 days course. They just had the experience. So what is happening with us is we know we are soul. We accept we are soul. But practicing is lacking. So without practice, we cannot become an image of experience. With practice, we are able to embody that awareness within ourselves. So to give the experience of soul to someone, I must first of all become an embodiment of soul consciousness, embodiment of self-awareness. That means I need to have that continuous experience of being a soul. So that is why we have to give time to ourselves to have the full experience of soul consciousness. Practice. See, Brahma Baba practiced by writing on the paper, I am a soul, Jasoda is a soul, Radhika soul, like all the people who are living with him, he began to write soul, soul, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul. So by repeatedly remembering, he embodied that awareness. So you can do it with yourself, not just writing for the sake, but sometimes give your time, you know, give yourself some time and write down, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul. And sometimes give yourself just one thought and go deep into that until you embody. I remember Manohar Dadi was sharing her experience once, that Baba used to give them one thought, I am eternal soul. Go and practice. Only one thought. And they used to go and sit on the mountains, different, you know, rocks. And they sit there for 2 hours practicing. So many of us don't even know what is practice. We think it is repeating the thought is practice. No, practice is being. Just being. And I need to allow that awareness to go so deep into my subconscious mind that my eyes, my face, my expression shows the awareness and the vibrations reach out. So how do you give the experience of soul consciousness to others otherwise? They come with body consciousness, but when you share these vibrations, when you automatically begin to see them as soul, they feel it. But what happens with us is we will be teaching them the knowledge of the soul, but our mind and intellect will be wandering somewhere. So that soul is not listening. That soul's mind is also wandering. So the first step that we need to practice soul consciousness consciously, but on different levels. Maybe sometimes in gross level, sometimes in subtle level, sometimes bodiless, sometimes incorporeal. But attention and practice. Attention plus practice is equal to experience. Then automatically you need to say few words only. Like for example, Baba spoke about, you know, do you have the experience of God's love? Of course we do have. But then, why is that when we are in the love of God, we are pulled to other things. We are pulled to human beings, we are pulled to worldly matters, attraction. So that means there is some love that is missing. So when I am having that exclusive love, no one else is included. When I have all relationships and all attainments from one Baba, my intellect have no margin to go anywhere else. So that means I am totally living, practically living in Baba's world. So there is nothing and no one in my heart. So naturally when someone will come in front of me, they will take what is in my heart. They will feel what is in my heart. Yesterday one sister was sharing her experience. She said for the first time she had the opportunity to meet Dadi Gulzar. And Dadi Gulzar was giving drishti and did not say anything. But through drishti she experienced first time God's love. So she was asking me, what can I do in order to give this kind of experience to others? When they come and look into my eyes, they should feel God's love, just like I felt. I have never felt that kind of God's love penetrating into my heart. How can I do that? So I was just sharing that, see, Dadi is not making artificial effort at that time because a soul is in front of her that she has to give God's love. But she is in love all the time. You understand? So she is in love. So the love is flowing all the time. So when someone comes, she is in that experience already. So it is when they come, they just take it. So this is the attention and practice I need to make. Not just love Baba, but being in love. You understand the difference? Because when you are in love with someone, there is nothing others can see through your eyes, except the one you are in love with. You will not be talking anything else except about that one. Your action will be dedicated for that one. So this attention to practice will automatically make us free from battling. So first of all, this is why Baba said, you must have experience yourself. See, once I have experience of God's love, my intellect will be pulled for that again and again, isn't it? So I want to get it more. In the same way, when souls come in front of us and they have that experience, I don't have to ask them to come back. They will want to come back to get that more and more. Like we come to Madhuban, we have the experience which is totally different from our places. We feel empowered, we feel being accepted, we feel being loved. So that is why we want to come back next year already. What makes us to have that experience is one thing, atmosphere. Sometimes you may not have spoken to someone, nothing, but the atmosphere is automatically giving me experience. So that is why Baba says nowadays, we have to make sure the place where we are living, whether it is Shakti Bhavan, Pandav Bhavan, household, center, office, wherever you are, the atmosphere around you should be spiritual. A spiritual atmosphere is automatically powerful. So in that atmosphere, you just speak one word, it will just pierce the heart. because atmosphere is very important to create an experience for anyone. So that is why if you are speaking something very powerful, but the atmosphere is not matching, they cannot gain experience. So I have to take the responsibility to make the atmosphere, keep the atmosphere always spiritual, which is powerful. And what is spiritual atmosphere? An atmosphere filled with love, mercy, forgiveness, compassion, and benevolence. When we have all these five ingredients in our heart, in our awareness, that will automatically go into the atmosphere. So that is why service does not mean that you have to be always speaking. You know, if you are just sitting in silence and you are spreading those vibrations, you are actually preparing the ground for the souls to gain experience. See, I remember always when I go to Madhuban. See, Madhuban atmosphere is so powerful that gives experience to souls. Why? Because Brahma Baba had tapasya for so many years. And that tapasya has gone the vibration into every particle there. And today he is not there, but we gain experience. So each one of us should go back to our places with this aim in our mind that wherever I am responsible to make that atmosphere spiritual, powerful, so that I am able to have experience for myself and share that experience to others. So sharing experience means sharing what I have gained to others through vibrations, feelings, words, if there is an opportunity. Because many times, all of us may not get the opportunity to share through words. But there is opportunity to share through feelings, vibrations. So that is why one important awareness we should all keep is that I am always on service. You know, I am always constantly on service. So that means you are serving. You are sharing different ways at different times with different souls. But at the same time, you have attention to practice. I was thinking another method of understanding having experience and giving experience. As Baba said, do you have the experience of all virtues? Do you have the experience of powers? So how do I know I have experience of all powers and all virtues? So if I am able to use the right power at the right time, in the right proportion, at the accurate time, that is having an experience. See, when you go to an experienced doctor, you know, the moment they see your pulse, they already know what medicine they have to give. But if it is a new doctor, they will read the book. They will refer to the book and find out. But an experienced doctor, they don't even have to see the pulse. They look at your face and they already know what you need. So we need to practice. This is again practice. Using the right power at the right time in the right proportion. So that means when I am using it, I am experiencing it. And when I am experiencing it, I am giving experience to others. You are using power is a donation for others. And that is what is called experimenting with yoga. Because when you are embodiment of the attainment of yoga, not only you have the attainment, but you are giving that attainment experience to others. Say for example, you have pain in the body. So what is the power you need at that time? You need tolerance in the form of endurance. And so you are knowledgeable soul. That means not only you know what is tolerance, but you are using endurance practically, so you are not experiencing sorrow, even though you have pain. So that means you are experiencing that power. But at the same time, people who come to you, they take that power, they experience that power of endurance from you. As a result of that, they give you blessing. And that blessings makes it easy for you to keep using that power more and more. You understand? Like for example, in some situation, we need to have patience. So if I'm using patience, that means I'm experiencing that virtue. I'm not murmuring, I'm not talking, I'm not grumbling. I just be patient, knowing everything is accurate in drama, everything has to happen at its time, and I remain calm and peaceful. So that means I am actually giving the experience of patience to others. Now this is why Baba has been telling us that this is the time to store all virtues and all powers and all points of knowledge. So whatever days you have still left, my suggestion is, check yourself what points of knowledge you are lacking, what virtue you are lacking, what powers you are lacking, and fill that in yourself. So that when you return to your places, you have everything in full stock. Because see, how can I experience when I don't have? Baba has given us the self-respect, the seat of self-respect. You are the richest in the world. That means there is nothing lacking in the treasure store of knowledge. And I tell you, from time to time, according to drama, all of us get a signal which power we are lacking, which virtue we are lacking. Do you have that experience? We get a signal, this is what you have to work on. But sometimes we don't catch the signal. And it so happens that people who come to us also come asking for the same thing. So how can I give experience when I myself don't have it? See, that is why many times Baba says, you know, if someone wants water and if you give them 36 varieties of food, they won't be happy because they are only thirsty for water. So the same thing could happen that you have all the virtues, but just patience is lacking. So people who come to you will always come for experiencing patience. So how can I give them experience? So this is why I need to take the signal. How do you get the signal that what you are lacking, it comes in the form of same situation repeating in different ways through different people in different places. Say, for example, I am lacking power of tolerance. So I will always come across situation where people disrespect me, insult me, criticize me. You know, so I do not understand why this is happening to me all the time. So I misunderstand thinking that people are actually trying to discourage me from what I am doing. But in fact, it is a signal that I need to work on it. So in this little bit of time that we have, if we can fill up what we are lacking, then we will be ready to give experience to others. So this is why Baba said earlier last year, you know, you have to become complete and perfect. Because if I myself is not complete, I cannot give experience to others. So I myself want. So how can I give that experience? So this is why when I'm using a particular point of knowledge, when I'm using a particular virtue, particular power, I am experiencing and I'm giving that experience to others. So they take inspiration from you and they give blessings. So that is one way of looking at becoming image of experience. Now the question is that why is that when we want particular power or particular virtue, it does not come at the right time. It comes little bit later or afterwards. So there are three reasons for that. So I need to check if any of these reasons are still existing, I must erase it. So one of the reasons why we cannot use the right power, right virtue at the right time so that I have experience and I give experience to others is because I am not completely obedient to Baba. The disobedience to Baba doesn't allow the power to obey me. So I must make sure that I am constantly obedient. The second reason is that I am not seated on my seat of self-respect, being master almighty authority. This is the highest position Baba gives us in the confluence age, that I am master almighty authority and then order powers and virtues. They will bow their head, bow down to the master. They will be ready to be available as I wish, when I wish. And the third important reason what Baba has explained to us is wasting time. Because when we really want to experience a particular point of knowledge, at that time, the mind intellect does not work properly because the time is challenging us at that time. Because we have not respected time, time also says, now I am not going to allow this virtue or power to emerge. It comes after the time has passed. So I have to make sure I respect every moment. Respect means use time and not spend time. So using time is like respecting time. And then when I want a particular power to experience, it will be cooperating with me. So this is one way of looking at having experience of power and virtues and giving that experience to others. As Baba said, you know, we are all knowledgeful. If we are asked to give a class on patience or tolerance, we can talk for 1 hour. But when a situation comes, we panic. But that is the examination time when I am I should be able to pass. So if I have attention to use the right power at the right time, then I am said to be experienced. Because an experienced person has two qualifications. One is they have authority. And second is they are never deceived. And that is why they are called experienced. You know, they never have any deception and they never have any kind of weakness. They have authority. The power of experience gives you the authority. And that is why every word they speak, it has power because they have practiced it. You see, this is the difference we always tell other people. The difference between Brahma Kumari's organization and other organization is here we practice what we speak. So if you want to gain experience, you must do what you say. Because if you are telling something which you are not, others cannot have experience. That is why Baba says when you speak knowledge, it doesn't hit the heart. It will only hit the head. So they say it is good, but they themselves don't become good. Why they don't become good is because there is a difference between my theory and practical. So giving experience and having experience means to erase the gap between theory and practical. So my practical and practice should go together. That's why Baba says experience means practical yogi, not practicing yogi. Because when you are practicing, you are becoming. And when you are practical, you are being. So to have experience means being. So when I am being, it is easy for others to become. This is the difference between, you know, dadis and us. Because when they speak from the stage of being. So it is easy for us to become. So let us have attention to be practical. That means to erase theory and difference between theory and practice. So that means what I think, what I speak, what I do, all match together. So that means you are giving power at the same time when you are speaking. That is called giving experience. Otherwise, people will say, oh, you speak very good and words are very nice, but they themselves find it difficult. But when you are giving power together with knowledge, that means they find it easy because they have the power to do it. So that is what is lacking in our service today. So that is why we have to give time for practice. So I was just thinking, you know, the different steps to gain experience. Beginning from the first lesson is reflection. Reflection, first step. Reflect. We spend very little time in reflecting. Second step is contemplation. Reflection, contemplation, then churning, then comes really realization. So give a lot of time for reflecting. We listen to the Murli, we repeat, but we don't reflect. In order to reflect, you need solitude. You need to become introvert. Without having introvertness, without having solitude and silence, we cannot go deeper. So we have by reflecting, contemplating, churning, we totally embody what we are hearing, what we have heard, and then it becomes part of us. And then when you are speaking, or when you are even not speaking, but being, you know, walking, moving around, you are like a lighthouse, giving that light awareness to others. You know, sometimes dadis challenge us. You know, like when Bab Dada comes, Baba's presence changes the whole atmosphere. It gives us experience. Why? Let alone Bab Dada, dadis. You know, when dadis enter, their presence itself changes the attitude, changes the atmosphere. What makes us to have that experience? Because they are embodiment. They come like master sun, dispelling the darkness. They come like moon, bringing the coolness. So they don't have to say anything. So why? Because they have practiced it. They have made it as a part of them. So I was thinking, they have done 14 years of tapasya. So if they have done 14 years of tapasya and today they are like really the role model for us. So if each one of us have to become a role model for others, what we have to do, at least 14 minutes every day, 14 minutes totally undisturbed reflection, contemplation, churning. Churning is not thinking, being. So how many of you want to do that when you return? 14 minutes every day. Not included in regular meditation. This is totally separate. Totally separate from the normal meditation. This is just to become experienced and give experience to others. And I'm sure it will do wonders. The other aspect of gaining experience and giving experience is to, like Babu was saying, experience of all four subjects. That is called being the embodiment of experience. When you have experience in all four subjects. So I was thinking, I must first of all understand what is the object of each subject. So if I am able to attain the object of each subject, automatically I have embodied that subject. Now we have four subjects. Knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. So what is the object of the subject knowledge? It is to become knowledgeful. Knowledgeful in the form of being wise. Gyan yukta. What is the object of the subject yoga? Is to become powerful. In other words, yoga yukt. The object of the subject service is to become essenceful, embodiment of dharana. The object of the subject service is to become all-round server. So this is what Baba has explained to us very clearly. So taking the object of each subject, let me check whether I have experienced the subject of knowledge. So knowledge means light. Light means two meanings. Light means brightness. Light also means weightless. The more knowledge I have, the more light, the more clarity I would have. So as I move, as I walk, my presence should bring that lightness and awareness into the lives of others. So that is why reflection, contemplation, churning is important. So when knowledge is put into action, that becomes wisdom. So to be wise is to be gyaniyut. You don't have to give points of knowledge, but you are using the knowledge. Like for example, drama, karma. We know everything, whatever happens in drama, there is a reason. Nothing happens without a reason. So when something happens to us, if I am gyaniyuk, if I have the clarity of my intellect, immediately I will use the point in the right way, not in the wrong way for myself. So that means I have embodied the knowledge. But some of us have knowledge of drama, and when something happens which we don't like, we will be saying, oh yeah, it is drama, but why drama like this for me? How long will this continue in the drama? So we keep asking why after drama. That shows very clearly that we are not experienced in the point of drama. If I am experienced in the point of drama, I would not have question mark. You know, we see dadis, especially Gulzar Dadi. I have had the opportunity to travel with her last year, and I was observing how knowledgeable she is, how wise she is, that she would never ever repeat even once what has happened 1 minute before. You know, we would be repeating, but she would never repeat. So neither in the thought nor in the words. It's finished, no? So what it means to be experienced in the subject of knowledge? So using the point accurately at the right time. Same thing with yoga. The object of the subject yoga is to become powerful. That means to be yoga yukt, accurately linked in yoga with Baba. So how do I know I am accurately linked in yoga with Baba? My intellect will be clear, so I will get the right thought at the right time. So that means I am yoga yukt, detached and loving. So when I am detached and loving, I have clarity of intellect. That means I am yoga yukt. I have attained the object of the subject yoga. So this is the effort, attention, practice, that my intellect should be clear. There should be no one except one Baba. In the subject of dharana also, what it means to be essenceful. Actually, we are all very good in making mole into a mountain hill. But essenceful means to merge the expansion into a dot. To be able to extract the essence into a dot. So to be able to embody the right virtue at the right time, so that I am donating and I am using. Essenceful, full of fragrance of divine virtues. And of course, Baba has made it very clear about service. All-round service means service through thoughts, words, actions, relationship, contact. That means I am serviceable. That is the object. So the method for being serviceable, as Baba has mentioned, is to remember three words: humility, instrument consciousness, and purity, clean words. So when I have these three, attention to have these three things in my life, automatically I become an all-round server. So to be an experienced soul in all four subjects means I must practice them together. See, this is why one of the method I use sometimes is when we listen to the Murali every day, each Murali has points connected with four subjects. So pick one point for each subject and connect it together and practice for the whole day. So that means you are experiencing all four subjects together. Because some Brahmins become little bit heavy. They start to think what to practice. No, we have Sakar Murali, we have Avyat Murali, we have Dadi's classes, we have volcanic bhatti points, so many things we have. What to practice, what to pay attention. So they get confused. But to make it easy, what you need to do is actually everything is connected with one another. So first of all, you must have the aim when you wake up in the morning. What is it that you want to get out of the day today? Okay? You need to set a 3-monthly aim, monthly aim, weekly aim, and daily aim. We also have the aim for the Brahmin life anyway, that is already there. So if I am able to have the aim, then I can take the points connected with achieving the aim to make qualifications accordingly. Because this is another method of having experience. To erase the gap between theory and practical, to make my qualifications matching with my aim. See, the other day Dadi was saying that in Brahmin life, none of us should ever feel disheartened. Because to be disheartened is to defame Baba. Dadi said very beautiful point the other day. If you always see yourself in the combined form, you would never ever lose hope in yourself. Why? Because even though you are weak, but the one who is combined with you is very powerful. He has chosen you to be his companion. So to think I am weak, I am hopeless, is to make Baba's choice wrong. Or to make Baba weak. When I am saying I can't do it, I am becoming hopeless, that means I am making Baba weak. He is strong, so even though I am weak, he will make impossible possible. So I should never ever become disheartened. The disheartening feeling comes because our aim is not matching with the qualification. So if you can fix the aim and then choose the points from the Murali, from the Dadi's class, from Avyat Murali, relating to that aim. So then you don't feel heavy. You feel, okay, it's easy. So then your thinking, speaking and practicing becomes alike. So I need to, as Dadi was saying, the checking should become my original sanskara, as Baba said today also. Not checking at night, but checking every moment, because the speed of time is going so fast that we cannot allow our checking only at night. So what it means to check every moment, it means to think before you speak, think before you act, but think before you think. So that means I am checking every moment. So that means I am able to change easily. It is because I am not having that attention, practice is lacking. That is why there is lack of experience. You know, we all study from the same teacher in the same class. Why is that some become experienced and some not? Because those of us who use the knowledge, implement the knowledge in action, become experienced. you know, if you keep doing something over a period of time, you become experienced. But if I am not using it, I am just feeling happy, that means I have not gained experience. Unless people see you using it in action, they don't even have the confidence or trust that you are an experienced soul. So when an obstacle comes, when a difficult situation comes, when a test paper comes, when an obstruction comes, that is the time people are watching me. So if I am using the right knowledge, the right point of knowledge, virtue, power at the right time, I become an example in front of them. So this is another way of looking at becoming an image of experience. Being an example. They say example is a language every man and woman can read. Because it has no other language. It is practical language. So you are doing it, others gain confidence to do it. And so this time, we should go back with this homework. So even though 1 or 2 days, whatever time that is left for you, so check yourself what power, what virtue, what point of knowledge you are lacking. And if you need any help, you know, to fill up that virtue power, you can speak to one of the seniors. Sister Sudesh is here, Dr. Nirmala is here, Shilu Ben, myself, others. So take help. Make yourself full, and then when you return, you will be overflowing with every jewels of knowledge. And then secondly, have the aim, attention to practice. Give quality time. Don't become action-oriented, doing, doing, doing. Now let us spend some time in being. Set certain discipline and don't compromise that set discipline for the sake of anything. No, Mohini Ben was giving that example the other day. Like 7 to 7.30 meditation is fixed for us, isn't it? Now, if phone call comes, if somebody comes, they should understand that this is your discipline, we should not disturb. But we ourselves are curious in doing. We run for picking up the phone. Why don't we arrange in such a way that people begin to understand that they should not disturb you at this time? Like she was giving the example, when we have appointments with VIPs, we go to them and they say, so-and-so is doing prayers. It will take 1 hour. You have to wait. So we wait. They don't break their discipline. See, Brahma Baba was also like that. If he was doing prayers and if business people come, he would not leave the prayer halfway and run to the business. So we are getting into action conscious more. That is why the experience is lacking. That's why Dadi Janki said something very nice. If you do service in Baba's remembrance, that is, success is 100%. That's why Dadi's formula is to give experience and be experienced, 90% attention on the self, 10% attention for service brings 100% success. Because service Baba is doing, I am not doing. I have to take care of my stage, my experience. So go with that aim that you will practice. Attention, practice brings experience and it will help us to give experience to others. As we said, if Dadis have done 14 years of tapasya, so let us do 14 minutes of tapasya every day. Now, tapasya means concentration and determination. You sit with one thought and nothing and no one should disturb. It should be totally focused. You know, just like people in Hatha Yoga, they make up their mind to stand with one foot for 1 hour. And they do it. That is tapasya also. So let us do this tapasya, and that will automatically create experience for us. And then through us, others will gain experience themselves. So in that way, service becomes easy and service will bring 100% fruit. So the watchword from the first Murli is to become an image of experience. And experience is always trusted. Experienced people are always trusted because they speak from the heart. So, because what they have gained, that is what is given to others. So let me always immerse these feelings in my heart. Whatever Baba has given me, let all the souls in the world receive it. Open heart. So you will keep getting more and others will keep receiving it. You don't even feel you have given anybody anything. The one who is giving, the one who is taking. I am only a channel. I just get a little bonus. Sakash, you know, Sakash. Because it is passing through me, that's all. So in that way, the service becomes easy without obstacles. So that is what Baba wants us to experience now. Embodiment of solution, obstacle-free, and yoga yukt. So is there any question anybody has? Otherwise we will have practical experience of reflection, contemplation, and realization. Okay, so let us spend the next 15-20 minutes just being ourselves, without thinking what I have to do, where I have to go, just be myself and be with Baba and see what kind of atmosphere we can create and how this atmosphere can reach out to the world. Make yourself totally free, be alert, sit straight. You don't need to write anything. You don't need to worry about looking at anything. Just be awake, alert, and let us create. Let us enter our own private room. And our private room is the state of introversion. So once we are in our private room, we can experiment and then gain experience through those experiments. As I sit here in this serene atmosphere of silence and stillness, I turn my mind within I enter into my private room of introversion. My inner world I turn off all the switches to the external world I have created an atmosphere of solitude. I take the seat of my self-respect of being a master, almighty authority. Seated in this seat, I visualize myself on the screen of my mind. As a tiny point of living light, I am light. A shining, self-luminous point of light. I hold this awareness is light. I am experiencing the energy of light surrounding me. From this light emerges the vibrations of peace, I am peace. I am a being of peace. Vibrations of peace envelops me. I am light, filled with peace. Peace and silence. I am totally inside. In my room, experiencing my form of light, feeling of peace, my mind is calm, in this awareness of being light. I become so weightless that I am being pulled upwards. I move upwards beyond this body. Being of light, full of peace, I reach the dimension of light, golden red light surrounds me. I am in my home. I absorb the silence. I see myself in the presence of Baba, the Supreme Light, in the home of golden red light. I, the being of light, I connect with the Supreme Light, the source of light. The rays of the light of the Supreme penetrates the soul. I begin to feel the warmth of love. Baba, the ocean of love, showers me with his love. I am absorbed in the ocean of love. I enjoy this love of God. Baba, the Almighty, fills me with all His powers. I am empowered in His company. Light upon light in silence. I stay in this union, experiencing God's love, peace, light. Enjoying the bliss, happiness of this union with the Source. My Baba, the only beloved, God's love and peace reaches out into the world. Together with Baba, these rays of love and peace reaching to each corner of the world. I am like a lighthouse. White house. The rays of light and might. Spreads out. Touching. Each soul on earth down below. I draw light from the ever-lit light. I radiate light. I am light. I am light. I draw light from the ever-lit light. I radiate light. I am light. I draw light. And I spread light. I am light. I am light. I draw light. I spread light. I draw light. I radiate light.